The Texas Railroad Commission is the agency that regulates oil and gas in the state. For years, the agency claimed that there was no connection between high-pressure injection wells and earthquakes, but they've started to look into it. The Railroad Commission has hired a seismologist, Dr. Craig Peterson. Testifying before the Texas House Subcommittee on Seismic Activity, Peterson explained one possible cause of the quakes.
When you start injecting into an underground reservoir, you begin to build the pressure anomaly within that reservoir. We believe that it's that change in pressure that's affecting existing faults in the earth and allowing them to move and cause earthquakes.
Peterson also reported that there haven't been any, quote, felt earthquakes in Azle and Reno since January of this year, but a research team from Southern Methodist University has recorded a lot of micro-seismic events, that is, earthquakes with less than a 3.0 magnitude on the Richter scale. Last week, the Texas Railroad Commission proposed new rules to regulate high-pressure injection wells. The rules included new reporting requirements for disposal wells and more authority for the agency to suspend or outright terminate wells.
So we're going to look at those disposal wells in the vicinity of that epicenter and probably suspend their operations until, you know, as an emergency response.
A research team from Southern Methodist University is studying the cause of the quakes. Their findings should be published by the end of the year. With KWBU News in Waco, I'm Rylan Barton.